Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about trophies, y'all. Narcissists and their trophies. How narcissists like to keep trophies. So I talk to a lot of people over Zoom. I do my one-on-ones over Zoom and things like that. Coaching calls or whatever you want to call them. And one thing is consistent. One thing is almost a constant. That people go through narcissists, they end up going through the phone or something pops up on the screen and they see old stuff from narcissists cheating on them. They see old things from narcissists, not even cheating on them, but things that happened before the relationship that they hold on to, that they refuse to delete. Pictures together with their ex-boyfriend or their ex-girlfriend or something like that. Pictures together with their ex-wife or their ex-husband. You know, some cheek clapping tapes and videos and lewd pictures and videos and things like that. And they refuse to delete them. Because a lot of narcissists, people like to kind of hone back into the past. They like to remember that time. Especially y'all. It's gonna sound super insidious, but especially if they've cheated on you. If they cheated on you and they feel like they got away with it, they're going to hold on to that stuff because it's insidious. It's like they go back and look at that picture or that video or that item. It could be some items in the closet. It could be a shirt or, you know, a pair of underwear or something like that, some shoes or something, a hat, something, y'all, that seems insignificant. But it's insidious because every time that they look at that photo, that video, that hat, they think of the time that they got away with something. And it gives them a power. It's like a power trip, y'all. It gives narcissistic people a high. Well, Lee, how do you know that? Because I've done that type of stuff before in the past. So I was like a long time ago. I'm 36 years old. I've lived some life, you know. But Lee, you sound like you're proud of that. No, I'm not proud of how far I've came. I'm not proud of the old me. Of course not, you know. I'm proud of how far I've came, how far I've come. But literally, that's the mindset right there, y'all. You see how that works. You deal with narcissistic, toxic people, you get that behavior right there. You have to adjust to that. Like, that's a lot of times how narcissistic people get caught, because they refuse to delete stuff. Thank goodness for that, because that's how a lot of people get out of these relationships, because they find this information out and it allows them to leave. But a lot of times they get caught because they like holding on to those trophies. Like, literally. Delete the text message. If they deleted the text messages or get it off their Apple Watches or their computers or their emails or whatever, if they deleted all that stuff, they will live a better, more healthy existence. But they don't do that. They hold on to it because it makes them think of simpler times when they could get away with stuff. It emboldens them. Sometimes it makes them go out and do more. And a lot of people ask, like, why does the narcissist keep reaching out to the old supply or to the person that they cheated on me with? Because they probably go through their phone, see a text message, or go through the Snapchat, see a saved snap or a picture or something like that, and it reminds them of that person and what they got away with, and they reach out to that person. And they reconnect with that person. Whatever that person is doing, they reconnect with them and things like that. The trophies, y'all. The trophies are just like, they're memories. I know people are just like, yo, everybody keeps trophy dolly. Not for the intent, the narcissist people, not intent matters, y'all. Intent. Why are you keeping this trophy? Why are you keeping this? Like, why don't you let this go? What is the issue here? You know, why are you so willing and able to keep this, just if you delete, and I'm telling you, a lot of times it gets them caught. And you ask them, like, why do you still have this in your phone? I'm like, oh, I just haven't gotten around to deleting. I'll delete it. You know what I mean? Well, sometimes they'll just refuse to delete it, and they'll focus on you going through it. They'll make it a big deal out of you going through their phone or their emails or however you found it. They'll make a big deal out of that as opposed to, you know, what actually is going on. They'll throw you off the topic at hand by yelling and screaming at you and asking you why you're invading their privacy. Why are you invading my privacy? Huh? Why are you doing this? Why are you going through my privacy? Why are you invading my privacy? You know? I just feel like this is how situations go. When you're dealing with narcissists, when you're dealing with toxic people, that's part of it right there, y'all. Not all of them do it, but some of them do it, y'all. Some of them more, I'm telling y'all, it's insidious. There's a lot of insidious intent behind that, because a lot of times it can remind them of stuff that they've done and got away with. It's just like going back and touch, like this is an old acting trick. They say, you know, touch something like to connect to a different time in your life, to get into character. Sometimes you have to touch something familiar. Like some people will rub the bottom of a chair or something like that because of the feel of it. Some people will look at an old picture, or rub a scar on their neck or on their ear, or so rub behind that ear because it triggers memories, it triggers feelings and things like that. Exact same thing goes on with narcissists. Because
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
I'm also an actor because I've done that before. Y'all, it rubbed behind your ear. It makes you think of simpler times, or something that happened in your childhood, or your young adulthood, or something like that. You can hone back into a memory that'll let you lock into a character. Same way narcissistic people do. They look back at an old picture, an old photograph, an old video, something else, something, you know, an old teddy bear or something like that. I've heard people having teddy bears from their very first relationship. You know, when they were 18, 19 years old, now they're 40 with a teddy bear, and they married with somebody else with kids, and the teddy bear is in the kids' room. I'm telling you, and they go in the kids' room, and they look at it, and it reminds them of their ex. I'm telling y'all, the one that got away. This is, y'all, this always, it's there. They hold on to it. I know a lot of people in the comment section that go, you know, I want people in the comment section to talk about it. What trophies have you found from your narcissistic partner? What trophies did you find? Did you find it for a cheating reason, or did you find it just because they refused to let something go, like an old ex? It doesn't have to be cheating, y'all. Cheating is just the simplest thing to talk about. It doesn't have to be cheating. It could be literally an old, you know, an old ex or an old old friend or whoever. Intimate relationships work better here for the trophy aspect of things. But yeah, sometimes they'll have old, like I said, old lewd videos on their computer where they go back and watch, and you know, it might turn them on to come do something with you. They'll be thinking about somebody else while they're doing it with you. An old ex, because they look at their video, hype themselves up, and go right, come dive on you. You know what I mean? And I tell a lot of people, when you're dealing with these situations, like, if you notice the trophies and they refuse to get rid of them, you have a decision to make. Are you comfortable with them having photos, you know, of an ex who they keep to the photos and intimate pictures and photos of an ex that they, you know, they tell you that this is the one that got away. This is the love of my life. I miss this person so much. I'm not going to delete these photos because these times were simpler. If y'all are comfortable with doing that, because they just seem like they're waiting for that person to give them another chance. You know, if that person would come out of nowhere and give them another chance, they would just up and leave you. So are you willing to wait around for that to happen? A lot of people just, you know, I'll just, you know, as long as I don't ask question them about the phone or the videos, you know, well, what they're doing with the phone and the videos, the relationship is okay. Like, we don't argue, we don't fuss, we don't fight, as long as I don't question things. Now, is the relationship okay if you can't question things? Now, I feel like people get it a little backwards right there, because they think it's okay because they're not arguing. If you're not arguing because you're stifling yourself, it's a completely different thing. Now, we never argue. Why? Because one of y'all is scared to bring stuff up that makes you uncomfortable, one or both of you. You just avoid confrontation. That's not a healthy relationship. Because healthy conflict is a part of the relationship. You know what I mean? Healthy conflict is a part of healthy conflict is a part of a healthy relationship. It just is. You know, but there should be boundaries in a relationship to y'all. A boundary for you to set is for them not to have a picture of their ex in their phone that they look at all the time, or as a screen. I've heard people have their ex as a screensaver. Like, y'all married and got kids and they got their ex as a screensaver on their phone. That's weird, y'all. That's highly possessive behavior right there. They still think they own, or the old person belongs to them. They love having these trophies to look back at times when they feel like life was different. You know, life was better back then. They'll say it in a disrespectful ass manner to you too. Life was way better back then. Life was simpler. Times were simpler. I had a significant other that listened to me and didn't give me the, you know, didn't beat me down mentally and verbally and hurt me and stuff like that. They'll use those pictures and videos to make you feel uncomfortable, to make you feel like you're not enough. Because guess what? Guess what they don't do with you a lot of times. They don't take pictures. They don't do videos and stuff with you. But they got them all. The exes all in their phone. I'm telling you, y'all. If that person came back into the picture, they will leave you immediately. They will leave you. Whatever. How many kids y'all got? You know, if it's your husband, if it's your wife, they will leave you for somebody else. They will. And try to restart their life because those trophies are memories. They're keeping them for a reason, y'all. They're not keeping them because they're not keeping them because they hate the person. They're keeping them because they like remembering it, especially if it's something they got away with. Especially if it's something recent, like with some nudes in the phone or whatever, some leads and nudes in the phone. They're going to hold on to that type of stuff because I'm just telling you, sometimes they prove they still got it. You know what I mean? That's the mindset. I know it's toxic. It's insidious in nature. Yeah, I understand that. I know how my mind works. You know, because I said I've done that before. You know, and I knew why I was doing it. I was just like, you look back, it's just like, good times. Like a little sly smirk on your face. Duper's delight. You know. Anyway, y'all, let me hop off of this. It's 7:30 a.m. I've been up since I did my first 1-on-1 this morning at 5:45. Now I've recorded all my videos. Now I'm gonna get my son up for school, and then I'm hit the gym and back to 1-on-1s. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all because as much as y'all learn from me, I promise you, I learn even more from you. Thank you. Mental Illness is out. Peace. And my podcasters, y'all know I got love for all y'all. Hit that 5 stars for me on Apple Music, Amazon, and iHeartRadio. Please. Thank y'all so much. Thank you. Mental Illness is out. Peace.